This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. One of the takeaways from this week was the conversation about autism and the push by the new health secretary, and that would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and talking about a focus on trying to get to the triggers. What causes autism? And joining us is Dr. Tager Fussberg, professor at Boston University and an expert in autism research. Doctor, good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
What do we hope to learn about what causes autism, what does and doesn't, what has been ruled out?
Okay, well, the one thing we have ruled out definitively is vaccines. That's been studied repeatedly in very well-designed and complicated studies, and we know that vaccines do not cause autism. What we do know is that genetics plays a very significant role, and it is likely that it interacts in some children. In some, it's going to be the sole explanation. In others, it might interact with some non-genetic factors that we're beginning to understand. But each of these other factors plays such a small role, it's difficult to identify them so easily.
And this newer statistic suggesting 1 in 31 children are dealing with some level of the autism spectrum is, as Kennedy said, it's an epidemic. But let's backtrack for just a moment and not assume that everyone knows or understands what autism is and what the spectrum is all about. Can you give us kind of a layman's explanation, please?
Okay, so the main features of autism on which we base a diagnosis are problems, difficulties with social communication. So they don't engage so easily. They find forming relationships more difficult. They're not effective when they're communicating with other people. They may also have sensory issues, repetitive behaviors, and also some, you know, unusual and focused interests. And those are really the core features. But many individuals with autism, in fact most, also have other features that co-occur. So they may have some medical issues, gastrointestinal or sleep problems. A significant number may have intellectual disability or language impairment. Anxiety is very common, especially as children get older. So all these additional features contribute to the more complex presentation and the variety that we see among people diagnosed with autism.
And it's not a diagnosis of one fits all. That's why they call it a spectrum, because there are many high-functioning people with autism and who have extraordinary intellect in many cases, too. How do you begin to separate through what that spectrum is?
Well, the spectrum, as I say, is defined by the severity of the core symptoms and also the extent to which they do or do not have intellectual disability or language, severe language difficulties. That accounts for a considerable amount of the severity and the individual variation that you talk about. And when we discuss 1 in 31, that encompasses the full spectrum.
So the number may be not exactly, because we've come over the years to learn a lot more about autism. I know a generation ago, very few people knew much about it at all. And then we've come to learn that there is a wide spectrum of individuals.
Yes, indeed.
When is a child at age typically diagnosed?
So I would say across the country, the average age is between, it's still around age 4. But in fact, if parents notice differences much earlier than that, we can screen for autism at the age of 18 months, and we can even diagnose autism at 18 months to 2 years of age. And in places like Pittsburgh, where there's a major autism center, you'll find that children end up getting diagnosed at an earlier age.
And what should parents look for in their young children? Then they may suspect that something is not exactly tracking as normal.
Well, they often notice, the first feature they notice is that their baby at around 12 months is not as vocal, isn't babbling as much, may not be using words. So they may be quieter babies. They may be less engaged with other people. It may be that they're quite engaged with their parents at this point, but especially over the second year of life, the features really emerge, and they may find that if they get together with parents and other babies, that their own baby seems less interested in the other children, happier to play with their own toys. So those are some of the features that they may notice.
And we encourage mothers and fathers to reach out. There are tremendous resources. There have been early intervention is something I hear a lot of people say that is critical. So the sooner you can reach out, the better. Right, Doc?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Early identification is the key to optimizing your child's outcome, because we know that early intervention really does benefit all children, and some considerably more than others.
Doctor, we appreciate your time and expertise. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Dr. Tager Fussberg, who is a expert professor at Boston University when it comes to the study of
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.